Saturday's shooting also raised questions about security for members of Congress. Many members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation in Washington, D.C., they're there now for the start of this week's formal session. But at least one congressman did have an appearance scheduled in his district today. Newly elected Congressman Bill Keating went ahead with his public groundbreaking for a new housing project in Weymouth. And WBUR's Steve Brown was there. Hi there, Steve.
Hi, Magna.
So tell us about the event.
It was your usual groundbreaking that we have all the time. It was for development of the old Weymouth Naval Air Station. Now, this was scheduled long before the weekend's events in Tucson. I've been to countless of these groundbreakings. I can remember just before the election, I was at one at Roxbury where Mike Capuano and John Kerry were at. I was one down in New Bedford, and Barney Frank was there. Quite often, the congressperson from the district is invited to these types of groundbreakings. It's where the Congress people meet with the people in their district. There's a chance for them to mingle with the constituents and invited guests. Now this was an invite by invitation, although you didn't need an invitation to get in. It wasn't like the event in Tucson. It wasn't at a mall or something extremely public, but people weren't being barred from going to it. I didn't have an invitation, and I was able to walk right in.
They let you in, Steve. Okay. Did you see any additional security in that case?
I did not see any additional security as far as I could tell. They had one security guard there who may have been with the development people there. He was very helpful. He told me where to park and told me exactly where I would be able to find the reception that was going on.
So what did Congressman Keating himself have to say? Does he think that changes in security for members of Congress are needed?
He didn't speak specifically to changes in security for members of Congress. Now, keep in mind, he hasn't been a congressman for more than a week, so this is all still very much new to him, but he did draw on his experience as a district attorney. He was the Norfolk County District Attorney for 12 years up until last week. He said that as the DA, he's used to getting threats all the time. But I did ask him about the charge political climate that some say may be partially to blame for this weekend shooting. He doesn't expect the heated political rhetoric to go away.
It's America. I think it's part of our culture to be aggressive, but I do think direct references to blowing up, or gunning down, or, reloading and taking someone out, some of that in the public setting, common sense would tell you that that should be refrained from, but in general, I think we're always going to have a very aggressive democratic free speech environment where that's going to come out.
Hey, Stephen, we've just got you for another couple seconds. I know you're at the State House right now. Is there any sense in the change in security level there?
I didn't detect any today. Since 9/11, the State House has been a secure building. The general public has to go through a metal detector, and if you have a bag or anything, that has to go through an X-ray machine. Staffers who have the staff passes can get right into the building.
WBUR Steve Brown reporting to us from the State House. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you, Megan.
Well, we have to take a quick break, and we'll switch gears when we come back and talk tech. I'm Megna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.